Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Hour 2 here on Darkness Radio. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We're here with you every Saturday and Sunday night, 9 p.m. to midnight Central Time. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Remember, if you can't listen live, you can also check our website. We have the podcast forms up, usually within hours of the live show, so that you never miss another episode. I do appreciate you spending your time with us. The phone lines are lit up right now. Tim, are we full?
We got a full boat, but by all means, keep calling.
So yeah, keep trying to call. You know what? Now, before we went to break, Scotty, do you have your little power button on over there?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let me introduce. Button. We have Scotty Roberts in studio with us. We also have the lovely Tiffany Johnson in studio, and they're going to be doing medium readings and tarot readings. And before we went to commercial, I had you shuffle up for Nicole Remini over there. She's still kind of new to this whole paranormal realm with us, so I wanted her to see this live in studio, how you do this. And you've drawn her cards.
I have.
So let's give Nicole a little reading, and then we're going to start getting to our phone calls.
Okay, I did a little five-card mini reading, and I'm going to fly through this kind of quick because of time. But your present situation, now, by the way, she did not offer up a question. This is just, she's kept her question to herself. Present situation right now is the Seven of Wands. This is saying that right now, you might be feeling little attacks coming on around you, and you've got the high ground, but as long as you maintain the power of your convictions and stick to what you believe, it doesn't matter what the attacks are going to do, you're going to maintain the high ground. But as soon as you relinquish that, the high ground goes with it.
Okay.
Recent past, this is like this moment backwards, the Four of Wands. This is just a card that says you've kind of plateaued out on this good family stuff, good prosperity. Now, prosperity not necessarily meaning wealth and things like that that we associate with the word, but if you've plateaued out, family's good, business is good, stuff is going well, and it's the idea of having plateaued out preparing you for the next climb.
Not much prosperity going on, I'll tell you, so let's hope that's the case.
Prosperity of soul.
Right, okay.
There you go. And, you know, that's what really counts, right?
Yeah, whatever. Fill up the bank. That's all I care about.
All right. Near future. This is the step out from this moment. It's the Moon card. And it's a card that's saying right now you might be feeling like you're a little in the dark about some stuff.
Yes.
And that's pretty vague and general to say because we all have those moments, sometimes daily. But this is saying...
Sometimes minute by minute.
Do you not know me, Scotty?
But the Moon is saying it represents feeling like you're stumbling around in the dark a little bit. And it's that idea of saying kind of embrace it, draw it in, let it do its work.
Right.
There's an old Bible verse that I would even put to this from back in my ministry days. And it says, if any of you finds yourself in trials or tribulations, consider it pure joy, but don't ask God to get out of it early. Let it do its work.
Okay.
That's what this is about.
Okay.
Your foundation to the matter, kind of the building blocks, it's the Six of Cups. And the cups represent the stuff of the heart. It can be relationship, emotion, love stuff, if you will. And what this card represents is, it's asking you this question. If you exist here, why are you living back there?
That's the question.
It's a card that says, don't get stuck in the past. You can look at it and be nostalgic about it if you want, learn lessons from it.
Right.
But if you live back there, you're not living in your current.
Okay.
So it says, don't get stuck back there.
I tend to do that. So that's pretty accurate.
And your future outcome is the Queen of Cups. Now, queens or kings, royal face cards.
Of course it is.
Can represent specific people in your life. You're going to recognize who this woman is in your sphere of influence, or this is somebody that the traits of this queen are something that are showing up inside of you.
Okay.
And this is a woman who gives of herself. She's mature. She's somebody who can give to the point of giving a little too much. And
this is someone else.
This is someone who's entering your sphere of influence, or is you. It's traits of this queen that are showing up in you and in your future.
Okay.
And of course, future hasn't happened yet.
Oh, it's a future card.
So okay. It's mutable.
Wait, the future hasn't happened yet?
That's probably going to be the most profound thing I say all night.
Pretty good. I don't believe it.
And that's 6 years of school right there.
Very nice.
Okay. So this is, it's mutable. It's changeable. It hasn't happened yet. It's okay. Just saying you're going into a phase where you are going to start exhibiting the traits of this queen. But be sure, as you're doling out the pie with all the nurturing you do and so on, and all this, you know, there's creative energy there, that you save a slice of the pie for yourself.
Now, everybody that knows me is saying, amen, brother.
Yeah. But now, Scotty, I have to ask you, and Tiff, I'll throw this your way, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I hear a lot of psychics and mediums that'll do readings like that. Now, how is it? I mean, and be honest here, because, you know, I try to ride the skeptical line as well.
Sure.
I could look at any woman and go, you don't take enough time for yourself.
Sure.
You need to take more time for you as well. I mean, do you find that? Because I notice a lot of mediums that do readings or psychics that do readings like that, or even the tarot, that seems to come up a lot. Is that just because, sure, a coinkydink, it just so happens that she is a woman and she needs more time for herself?
Well, I think personally, when that stuff comes up for me, I don't even mention it because I think it's a no-brainer. So I try to get to more pertinent, relevant information, because exactly what you're saying is right. Everybody does probably need to get some more sleep. They probably have an ache and a pain. Like if somebody asks me a medical question and I pick up arthritis, I'm not even going to bring it up. Just simply because I think everybody feels some joint issues sometimes, but that's just me. So I'm not saying that it's not pertinent. It might be a really urgent thing that something needs to happen. But for me, I think that there's, you know, usually you can hit something a little bit more specific that's the causal reason for it.
Cool. We'll bring that up because I want to talk to you guys about editing yourself as well as we go along.
Yeah.
We have a caller online. We have Colleen who's on here with us. Colleen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Colleen. Where are you calling in from?
From Arkport, New York.
Okay. And Colleen, were you looking for a psychic reading with Tiffany, or were you interested in a little tarot reading?
Psychic reading from Tiffany.
Okay.
Hey, Colleen.
Hi, how are you doing, Tiffany?
Good, how are you, sugar? What could I do for you?
I have like several different questions, but...
Well, pick the very best one.
Relationship, I guess.
What's your question?
Let's see, I'm seeing this guy, and I'm just wondering if he seems to be kind of the right one.
Are you asking, like, if you guys are going to get married, that type thing?
Pardon?
Are you asking if you're going to get married?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't think so. Sorry, sweetie, but it doesn't mean that you have to hop right out of this relationship. What your guides are telling me, and you have a guy named Maribel that's talking to me over here in my right shoulder, and she's telling And she's telling me that, you know, continue on with the relationship. It's a good, strong, solid relationship, but I don't see it evolving really much past where it is right now.
Okay. That's okay.
And that's cool. Yeah, companionship is a really good thing sometimes.
Okay.
Right. Thanks, Colleen.
Thanks for the guide. I wanted that name.
Ah!
Good deal.
Thanks, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Colleen. Now, you know, that's a good question, too, and that pops up a lot. And, you know, I don't want to cut people's legs out from under them as we're about to take more calls here.
Sure,
but,
you do.
All right, I do. When they start asking you guys questions about relationships, I don't know, common sense steps in, and I always say this, when you have to ask, isn't there a pretty good indication that it's probably not the greatest relationship?
You know, but I have to exactly look. What I was thinking. In my head, I was like, no, because you're questioning it.
You know, honest to God, I get, I have so many people that ask me, and this is no joke, and I don't think that they're, well, maybe they are trying to trip me up. Maybe I'm just being a little Pollyanna on it. But honest to God, I have so many people ask me about relationship stuff, and they're super good in their relationship, and they'll tell me about it after the fact, after I've confirmed to them that everything's cool. I think it's just, you know, remember when you're in high school and maybe you excelled at history or algebra or whatever you were really good at?
Accolade?
Yeah, I mean, you knew that you were getting an A, but you needed to see it on a piece of paper.
Right.
You know, you just needed to hear it from an objective opinion.
Okay, so if this was the question, is my boyfriend cheating on me? Then that's probably more than, if you're asking.
That's a little leading to be, yeah, absolutely.
Then you know what you're in for.
Okay. Ding, ding.
All right, let's see here. We've got another call. We've got Annie from Albuquerque.
Hiya, sunshine.
How you doing?
I was talking to Tiffany.
Oh, wow.
Wow, okay.
It's my show, Annie. Be nice.
Click. Nice.
I was just going to say, is this Sunshine? Yes, she does call me Sunshine.
Okay.
This is Scooby Annie. I know who you are.
I call Dave Puddin.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't?
Now, Annie, you have a question directed for Tiffany here?
Yeah, I actually have a quick question.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'd like to see if I can teach myself how to read auras, and I was wondering if you had a specific book that you'd recommend.
Aura reading for idiots?
Oh my God, you're so close. I was freaked out there for
Isn't
a second.
Isn't there a book out? Aura reading for dummies.
Beginners.
Oh, beginners.
Beginners. Okay. Absolutely. Published by Llewellyn.
Yep.
So, yeah, you can go to their website. And it's actually a great book. I think it's all of $7.95. You could probably find it less than that on Amazon, which
I'm
sure.
What's the name of it?
Auras. I think it's either Aura Reading for Beginners or Auras for Beginners. One of the two of those.
Is Bobby Sullivan, do you know his...
yeah, I know him.
His website offhand? I can't remember it off the top of my head. Because Bobby does a lot with the aura readings,
Yeah, he does
too,
a lot of aura stuff. Well, he has he has a, you know, the aura camera. You know what? If you search Bobby Sullivan aura camera, you're going to find Bobby's website, and you can go... He has a lot of stuff on his website, too.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks.
Thank you for calling in, Annie.
Thanks, Annie.
We appreciate it. Now, let's see. Now, this is an interesting call, Tim.
Which one?
I feel like, am I leading lamb to slaughter here?
Dun, 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 dun.
We have Rebecca calling, and she's interested in the reading. She's Scotty's ex?
Not this Scotty.
Oh, okay.
Scotty from Shadow Talk.
Oh, okay. Good.
Well, I was getting
nervous here.
Her name.
Rebecca, are you there with us? Rebecca?
You got to punch her up.
Erno.
I did. Erno.
Erno.
No.
So, Tiffany, I'm going to have problems with my ex.
No, she's here.
Rebecca, are you there?
Maybe put her back on hold and go to the next.
Yeah, I think I'll grab Tammy for right
Listen
now.
Listen to little producer over here.
Sorry.
Love that.
That was awesome,
that.
Dude.
Tammy, are you with us?
Jump in.
Tammy?
We need help. Did we die?
I'm dropping. I've got nothing on the headphones coming through here. They're up there. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll drop down again to the next one. You keep calling in and we'll bring in. We've got Robert from Alabama. Robert, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Robert. How are you?
Doing good. How are y'all?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for calling in tonight.
I know who you are.
Well, you should. You spend enough time in Mentone with me to know who I am.
Wow.
Wow.
Is this a stalker issue? Yeah, I know.
You know Robert.
Naps Robert.
Naps Robert.
So, Robert, you have a question for our tarot reader and our psychic tonight. What would you like to know, and who do you want to direct it to?
Tiffany.
Okay.
Can you read me?
What do you need to know? What do you want me to tune into? Is that your dad in the background?
My dad and my brother.
Give me your question. What do you want me to tune into, honey? No, you'll never meet the Winchester boys.
I'll never. Oh, gee, thanks a lot.
I know. He's a supernatural freak.
Thank you very much, but anyway.
Sorry. What did you want me to tune into?
Deborah and Greg just opened a new store.
They did?
How do you think it'll go for them? I mean...
You know, really good, but what I'm hearing is they're not going to see true success for about 3-4 months, so it's going to be into the winter, but that's okay. It doesn't, I mean, heck, they just opened up the business. They can't expect to hit the ground running necessarily, but really, like in January, February, it's really going to take off.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
You pass that on to my girl, Deb.
I will.
Thanks a lot, sweetie. Robert.
No problem.
Bye, honey.
See you soon, buddy. Bye-bye. Yeah. All right, now I'm going to try to go back here to Rebecca in Kentucky. Rebecca, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that, Rebecca. Thanks for sticking with us here. And now you have a question?
I'm getting a beat. That's okay. Not a question.
Well, go ahead and answer it then. We'll wait.
We'll just hang around.
We'll just sit here and we'll chat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And who did you want to direct this to? Scotty, the tarot reader, or do you want to get a quick psychic reading from Tiff?
Either one. It does not matter.
Does not matter. Well, why don't we shuffle up real quick while you're doing Scotty something here? Yeah. And we'll do this. Now, you're calling in. Now, Tim's typing in notes to me. I thought you were our Scotty's ex-girlfriend. I was getting all nervous. So we're going to have a...
I put it right there on the note.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know what Shadow Talk was off the top of my head.
Neither do I.
So I took her word for it.
There you go.
No offense. There's nothing to it. Now, you have a question in mind here, Rebecca?
Give me whatever you want me to know.
Okay. You got that, Scotty. She wants to know.
Kind of a give me what you got.
Now, you've shuffled three times, right?
I have, and I cut the deck then three times.
Okay.
And I'm going to do three cards. And now, what you get here with the tarot, you get some general stuff. Tiff mentioned this the last time when we were talking. Usually when I'll do a spread like this, we'll take a lot of time. We'll spread out more cards, and that'll give you more details on the cards. What we've got here right now is I've laid down three cards: current situation, recent past, and near future. And what I've got here very quickly, you've got the Lover's card showing up in your current situation. The lover's card doesn't always necessarily mean it's dealing with a specific relationship. It tells you that right now you're in a good place where you need to start developing some good tools for what works for you for relationship. And that where that's pretty general, that's just saying you're in a position right now that you've got to start developing the stuff that helps you out in relationship, looking for the stuff that you need in relationship and that you need to bring to relationship. And it could have to do with a romantic relationship. It can have to do with a family relationship, a friendship, some things like that. So it's all about relationship and you putting the tools together to make relationship work well. You've got one of the best cards of female intuitive in your recent past. And this is telling you that in your recent past, you've got this great uncovering of secret things going on. Sometimes this card can stand for, I don't want to open a can of worms here, but it stands for opening up a can of worms, perhaps uncovering some things that have been hidden from you. It's either internal, metaphoric, or it's literal. And out in your near future, you've got the Five of Wands, which just is saying you got to develop some flexibility over whatever this issue is, this relationship stuff that's going on. You might be hitting some attacks out there, gossip. Just develop flexibility, diplomacy.
Well, great.
All right, you got that, Rebecca?
I got it.
Thank you very much for being on the show with us tonight. And all of you, thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned. If you want, you can give us a call. You're listening to Darkness Radio. Welcome back to the show. This is Dave Schrader, your host, every Saturday and Sunday night with Darkness Radio. We're going to get back into taking some callers here. We got a local boy, Michael from Pine City. Michael, you'd like to get a reading from Tiffany?
Hello.
On line four, yeah. Well, that's what I've got punched up here, Tim. They keep fading on me. I'm apologizing. Michael, are you there?
Michael,
can you hear me? I'll put him on hold. We'll grab
really
another
well.
Call here, Tim. We'll grab that, and then I'll go back up. And let me take, we've got a long waiting gentleman here. Ron, you're on the line with us. Can you hear me?
Boy, they just, Dave, maybe we can talk about you. Anything you want to know?
No.
Can you do Homer really quick for me?
Ron, are you there?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I'm punching him. Is that where I'm supposed to be? Okay, we'll punch it again. There we go. Ron, are you with us?
All right. We got nothing.
Phone lines
are
I'm
sure I could use some, advice or some reading.
Well, when you're doing the readings and you're getting your guys...
Just talk about stuff.
Yeah, when you guys are doing the readings, do you ever, when we were talking a little bit earlier, edit yourselves? If you get something really nasty coming through and, say, Tiff, hey... is this relationship going to work? And, do you get flashes of him in bed with, his secretary? Do you say, hey, geez, I think this guy's a dog and he's cheating on you? Or do you say, maybe you just want to start looking elsewhere? Do you do it?
No. Hopefully I'm as gracious and civil and sweet as I can be. But, no, I don't censor myself in any way, shape, or form because, frankly, I get readings, too, and I wouldn't want somebody to I think there's due diligence just in everything that you do, but especially, your business and your work and your ethics. And the bottom line is if you just set up front with all the information that you're getting, that's a problem. So, no, I don't tend to edit myself a whole lot.
All right. Well, that's good. Yeah,
personally, professionally, otherwise.
Yeah, I just worry about that because, like you said, due diligence, what I'd be worried about is the fact you come on and say, he's sleeping with a secretary.
Yeah.
If you're wrong and you happen to be picking up somebody else's secretary, deal going on, it could be bad.
Somebody's doodling somebody else.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Random.
Well, I think we've got Ron on the line with us now. Ron, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
Ron.
And you have a question for Tiffany here?
Yes, I do. I have a couple of them. How many spirit guides do I have?
14,000. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, wow.
You are such a pig.
I know. You're such a badass. You're hogging all the spirit guides. No, I'm sorry. What was your second question, sweetie?
Yeah, and do you have the name if I have more than one?
Sure. You have, let me just explain this. Everybody has more than one. Everybody, I kind of jokingly say, has a basketball team. And for different times and places and phases in your life, they kind of interchange. But you have one right now that's talking to me, and her name is Tanya.
Okay. And do I listen to them?
Oh, my gosh. We all listen to them. We really do. But what I think the hardest thing is we don't tend to distinguish when they're speaking to us through our, like, internal dialogue. We think it's just us being brilliant and geniuses. And so, you know, and Tanya's actually laughing. She has a great, just boisterous laugh. And she's saying that you actually really do listen quite a bit. And it's what's your connection to nature? Because she's talking about how you stare at the trees. And she says can especially get through to you when you're in nature.
What's my connection where?
To nature. She's talking about you staring at the trees, and she actually can get through to you much, much more when you're just kind of like gazing, you know, outside looking at this tree.
I do. I sit on the back deck and look at the trees.
There you go. Okay. Thank you.
Wow.
Okay. And so I'll see you guys in March at Gettysburg.
Yay!
Great. Look forward
to
seeing you there.
Looking forward to it. That's going to be a blast, dude.
Thank you, Ron.
Can I ask a quick question?
Thanks, Ron.
Sure.
This Tanya person, like, why would Tanya connect herself to him? Is it a relation?
Yeah. Our spirit guides typically are people that we just know from home. I always just call it home, just not to tread on anybody's belief system. And so it can be somebody that we've had a past life with, if you want to go down that route.
Right.
It can be just somebody that you have an affinity to.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, so it's not 98% of the time, and I've been doing this for a long time, so I not that I've, like, taken, you know, everybody's poll, but they're not people that have, you know, it isn't like my grandpa that's passed. He isn't guiding me at this point, because frankly, what would I do before he went? You know, was I just walking around willy-nilly?
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of willy-nilly, we're going to go to Pine City here in Minnesota. We've got Michael. Michael, you're on the line with us now?
Yes, I am.
Great. Thank you for calling in, Michael. You had a question for Tiffany as well?
And thanks for holding, Michael.
It's no problem. I didn't appreciate being called willy-nilly.
No.
You can blame me for that.
Okay.
I was just saying it in random.
I am actually curious about my career and financial future.
What's the question, though, sweetie?
I'd like to move a little closer to my family.
Sure.
And I was wondering if there's an opportunity that might open up between my family and my wife's family.
You know, there is, but it's not going to be until late spring of next year. So I would say probably April, May-ish of next year. And now you have a guide, and he's talking to me, and he's telling me so specifically, you're going to have to make that decision really, really quick. So I don't know if you tend to, you know, germinate and allow things to kind of, you know, filter through the head, but you're going to have to make that decision to make that move in about a month. And it's just going to be, you know, I can't say that on air. It's going to be just a right now decision. So you're going to just have to make it or not make it and move forward.
Any idea what that career path might be?
Boy, I was just looking at the move. I wasn't looking at the career path aspect.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks,
Thank
gorgeous.
You, Michael.
Take care, honey.
Bye.
Appreciate you calling in, Michael. All right, we're going to take Maria next. We've got Maria calling in. Maria, a reading? Would you like to get tarot reading with Scotty or a quick psychic reading with Tiffany?
With Tiffany, please.
Okay, not
hey,
a problem.
Maria, I totally had that Blondie song going through my head right now. Do you remember that?
Hi, Tiffany. I just wanted to see if you feel anybody significant in my life now or in near future.
I don't know what that means. Do you mean on the other side? Are you asking romantically to come in?
Romantic relationship.
Oh, gotcha. You know, as a matter of fact, yeah, your guides are telling me by the end of the year somebody significant is going to come in. It's really weird, though, because what your guides are telling me is you're going to be really put off initially by this person coming in, so I don't feel like it's going to be a love at first sight type of a thing. Like, you might not want to engage with this person romantically right away, but eventually it will work out.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Maria.
All right. That's, you know, now with the spirit guides, Tiff, and I'll direct this real quick to Tiff. Do you have, do you see these spirit guides, or do your spirit guides tell you who everybody's spirit guides are?
No, I hear them.
You hear their spirit guides?
Yeah, more often than not, I hear them long before I see them. When I have more time with somebody, I tend to see them, but initially, it's always clear audience.
All right, very cool. We're going to take, we got another call here on, line four, it looks like, Tim. We'll take our call from Gary in Bloomington. Gary, you've like to do a quick reading again with Tiff?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Gary.
Hi.
What's up, honey?
I'm just curious if you can tell me the lady I've been dating for the last 3 years, where it's going to go, and if we've got a chance, if she's very honest with me, pretty much all that.
All that? Well, do you have like 30, 40 hours to spend with me? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, maybe after you give me my reading, maybe I will spend 30, 40 hours.
you're funny.
You know.
You know, honest to God, Gary, the bottom line is I don't see it going anywhere. And I sound like I'm, you know, mimicking myself from an earlier call. I don't see it really changing anywhere from where it is right now. I don't see you guys getting married. But you have to remember, though, Cookie, the bottom line is you have free will. You can do whatever the heck you want to. You could turn around, get off the phone with me and say, you know, the hell with Tiffany, I'm going to go buy her a ring if you want to. But the bottom line is I really don't see it evolving much past where it is. And as far as her being honest with you, yeah, I feel like she is being honest with you. I think, and I say this with all due love and respect, hon, I feel like you're kind of looking for something more to be there than actually is.
Well, I'm just curious if she loves me.
She does love you.
Huh?
She does love you, but she loves you, you know, and this is going to sound so strange. People love in so many different ways. And what I'm hearing is that she's a real practical person. So you might not see, you know, ridiculously romantic love. All right.
You actually see her.
Honey, you know what? I think we have to let you go here. We have to move on to another person.
All right.
All right. No offense, though, sweetie. You can call me.
All right.
Thanks, dear.
Thank you, Gary.
Bye.
We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Darkness Radio. Good evening. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Across the board from me, Mr. Tim Dennis. Tim.
Yeah.
Phone lines are jammed again, I see.
Yes, they are.
Keep calling in. Our phone number here again. If it's busy, just keep trying. We got a lot of calls online with us, and we're going to be taking them. Now, Tiff, let's talk. You got something kind of exciting going on here in Minnesota coming up. And I do want to mention, too, if you're interested in tarot readings by Scotty, your website is...
Real simple, tarotbyscotty.com.
And that's T-A-R-O-T by Scotty.com. S-C-O-T-T-Y.
Right.
Okay.
Go to myspace.com/tarotbyscotty.
Okay, when did it become tarot?
I'm still tarot.
Tarot?
Tarot.
Tarot. I lived in Brooklyn with the gypsies.
With the gypsies? You know? Now, you've got Tiff. People want readings with you, favorite. Like our last reading. Unfortunately, we got to do kind of quick ones, guys. Yeah. We can't ask 35 questions. But if you want to get a couple of touched on here tonight, we can. And if you want to follow up with Tiffany for her regular readings, you can contact her by going to readingsbytiffany.
I know. It's very clever.
Readings by Tiffany and Tarot by Scotty.
I know.
Radio Show by Dave.
There you go.
That's my new website.
You know, and I'm always on MySpace, too, so feel free to go to myspace.com/psychictiff, T-I-F-F.
That's right. Or if you're a friend of mine on MySpace, she's right in our top friends. You could just find them. All of our guests are right there up at the top. So check them out. Now, let's talk about this event you have coming up in Minnesota in October. This is exciting.
It's a big deal. It's a big damn deal. Myself and Chip Coffey, who's well-known from Paranormal State, and Psychic Kids,
on the A&E Network.
On the A&E Network, my dear friend Doodle. You guys will hear me refer to him as such. He and I are doing a group gallery reading here in Minneapolis at the Lake Harriet Spiritual Community. Beautiful location right in Minneapolis, and... We're wanting everybody to come. Tickets are $100 a piece, and you can go to presshearmedia.com and pick up your tickets.
When is that again?
October 18th, Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m.
I'm going.
Okay, and now how can they find
there.
It again?
Yeah, you're hells yeah. You're
how are they
going
to find you? Where can they order tickets again?
Presshearmedia.com.
Presshearmedia.com.
Yep.
And we do have a pair. I'm going to make Tim even jump through more fiery hoops.
I'm sorry.
For locals here, we do have a pair of tickets that we're willing to give away, one per household, so you can have one ticket to attend the live reading, psychic reading with the gallery session, I guess it is, with both Chip and Tiffany.
Right.
It's $100 value. You can call in and just tell Tim that you are interested, and you have to be willing to show up to Minnesota because that's where the
can
event is.
Can
we
give them like a special password to say?
The password is... Yeah. Psychic.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that works.
So just call and talk to Timmy, and he'll take your name, your phone number, and your and his information.
Is it two tickets?
Yeah, we have
we'll
give one ticket to
however you want to do it.
Two people can get it that way. Tim, is that all right?
So we're giving away a total of how many?
Just two tickets. One ticket per household.
All right.
Well, there's a lot of people that'll go because they want to, you know, but then they can buy another ticket and bring their friend.
That, you know what?
That's the idea. This isn't a free load here.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
That's thinking.
Let's take another call here. We've got a couple people waiting online for a long time, so I apologize. We're going to take Tammy here with us. Let me pull this up. Tammy, are you with us?
I'm here this time.
All right. Thank you very much, Tammy. Now, you've got a question again. You want to direct over to Tiffany?
Yes. I had somebody very close to me pass away several years ago.
I'm sorry, Tammy.
And it's really been bothering me as to why he passed, why he decided to go, and I was wondering if you felt anything.
Well, you know, sweetie, with mediumship type of stuff, I certainly do that, but since we have, you know, 10, 30 seconds in a real narrow time, that's real difficult to hit on for you. And I appreciate you calling. And if you had a kind of a more, you know, a more specific psychic question to ask, by all means, I'd be happy to answer that for you. But that would be something to be covered in a longer reading. So forgive me and thank you for calling.
That's okay.
I hope you understand.
Yes, I do.
Oh, bless your soul.
Do you want, I'll give you a quick shot. Do you have another question you'd like to direct to Tiff real quick?
Just about my son, he's in the Navy.
In the Navy.
And he's going to be stationed down to Jacksonville shortly, and I was just wondering if you feel anything about him.
Feel anything in what regard? If he'll be safe? If he's going to find some sort of romance down there? What are you asking?
Well, yeah, that would be good. He's really been trying to find that special
someone. You know what? And he's
for 2 years and
and he's such a softie. He has such a big heart too. You know, he's going to find that special someone, but not real soon. It looks like it's about a year out. I keep getting the letter D, like a Denise or a Deborah, around this person that he's going to ultimately end up with. And sweetie, they're going to know from like the first date that they're getting married. I mean, this is going to be a no bull type of situation. He's going to know right away.
Oh, cool.
Okay, cool. So no worries.
That'd be great for him.
Thanks, Tammy, for calling.
Thank you.
Take care, sweetie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take, we got another call. Another, Don, you're with us here?
Hello.
Hi, Don, how are you?
Hi, real good.
Thanks for calling in. Now you have another question. You want to direct this over to Tiff?
Yeah, I guess I do. Hi, Tiffany.
Hey, Don. Is it Donnie from California?
Yeah, Don's from California.
How are you?
Real good.
What could I do for you?
Scotty's my reader, but I thought I'd check out Tiff.
Aw, what do you want me to tune into for you, sugar?
Okay, well, I'm just kind of calling in kind of a career type of thing. What's going on?
I guess I don't understand your question. What do you mean by what's going on?
Like, what's going on with the career thing? You know, I have different decisions to make here, and I was just wondering if anything was coming through.
You know, what I'm hearing is that, you know, it's really cute because your guides are saying that you're putting way too much pressure on yourself right now to make decisions, because ultimately in 2 months, the decision is almost going to be made for you. So really don't overanalyze. Love you to pieces, but you're a person that's like a hamster in a wheel that will go and go and go and think on this darn thing forever. And the bottom line is, and you know, right at the end of the year, it's already, the decision's going to be made, and you're just going to be like, okay, why did I waste all that time?
Oh my God.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, honey.
I love you.
Love you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks a lot for calling in, Donna.
I love you too. Bye. Oh.
We all love you, Nicole. Don't worry about it. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show.
You,
and our guests in studio with us are Tiffany Johnson. Again, you can check her out by going to readingsbytiffany.com. And then we also have Scotty Roberts, a tarot reader. If you want to direct some questions to Scotty, he's got his deck ready and shuffling to give you a reading. Phone lines are open right now at 651-989-5855. 651-989-5855. We'll be back after a quick break. You're listening to Darkness Radio. Welcome back to the show. This is Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. This evening, we're doing psychic and tarot reading. We have tarot readings by Scotty.com in the studio with us. And we also have readings by Tiffany.com. Tiffany Johnson has joined us live in studio. And we've got a lot of questions coming in here. I want to grab this call. We've got a second call here from St. Paul. Kevin, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, Kevin, you have a question for Tiffany? Go ahead.
Yeah, similar to the last question. I'm kind of stuck in my career. I'm just wondering if you got anything going on there for me in the future.
Helps if I have my mic on, Kevin.
Yes.
I'm super psychic, but not so smart. Okay. Anyway. You know, Kevin, what I'm hearing is just don't do anything for about a month, and then your guides are telling me to tell you to start searching. Unfortunately, it's not going to be a situation like some of the other colors where something's just going to plop right in your lap. But just really hang on, because it seems like something is almost going to present itself in about a month.
Kevin, I don't know what this means to you, but I'm hearing, would you like to supersize that? Does that mean I'm just kidding?
Yeah, that's not nice.
Oh, come on.
Don't listen to him, Kevin.
That's my part-time gig.
No,
whatever it takes, Dave.
I'm trying to figure it out, you know?
No.
Right, no, that's good.
Just hang in there. Don't look right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you in a position where you're in immediate need of finding something new, Kevin, or are you just kind of
I've kind of been stuck in my current career and looking for another avenue.
All right, very cool. Well, you know what? And this is something I recommend to everybody, too. If you have some passion in life, try to find out if there's a way you can...
Do what you love.
Yeah, do what you love and make a living of it, because that's the best way to go. Thanks a lot for calling and being part of the show tonight. Thank you, Kevin. All right, we got...
I can always need... You know, I can always use more handlers.
Yes. Yes, exactly. We're
going to
go... We got another call here coming on with us. Diane, you have a call. You have a question for Tiffany?
Hi.
Diane!
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, Sugar. What's going on with you?
I've just started a new business venture on the side, and I just want to know, am I going to be successful at it? And am I going to reach my ultimate goal of doing it full-time?
You know, absolutely. The success is going to come in about 2 months. You're going to have great success at it. And it is going to overtake what you do ordinarily, but not until, it seems, they're telling me about 4 months you're going to have to wait. So in like 2 months, it really ramps up, another 2 months of it really being busy. And then, boom, I feel like you kind of make it your full-time gig.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks,
Thank
honey.
You.
Take care.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Now, when people come to you, too, with that, you know, and they want to know, I'm curious, do you get people that become addicted to...
I'm in love with you for bringing this up.
Yeah, let me start. Scotty here will get his voice back for us. Scotty, how about you with the tarot reading? Do you get people that become addicted and they start... We were joking in here. Nicole said she'd be calling you every day, Tiff, wanting to know, should I make tacos or spaghetti for dinner? Should
I
do this?
It would be hard to have her as a friend because she'd be like, oh,
dude, you're already my friend. And it would be tacos every freaking time.
And that would be nice to have that little list right next to the phone.
Exactly.
Every morning you get up my Tiffany list.
Yes.
Right.
So...
Do you get people that are addicted to the readings?
And that's such a negative way to put it, you know, but if we're being blunt, I suppose, yeah, there are people that do get addicted to that. I've had people for 5 or 6 years that have called me or have come over and just need a reading. And sometimes, I don't know if Tiff has experienced this, and this is maybe a delicate area, but once I started charging a fee, some of those people dropped off a little bit. Because when I first started this, everybody wanted a reading and everybody wanted to be there. So, yeah, I've got people who definitely repeat. Some are great repeats. They have great questions. Other ones, you look at them and you say, you know, I think you're becoming a little hooked to this. You need to, it's the same kind of question every time. You need to go out and do.
And is that what you find, Tiffany? No. Do you get people that get stuck in their daily rut where they need to know everything?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, there have been points where I hate to say, you try to do it gently. You know, you try to kind of, first of all, I'm all about allowing people to have authority in their own lives and taking their own accountability. And
Tim,
and
I'm sensing a new marketing toy here. We're going to have to come out with the psychic patch.
I got you.
You just slap a patch on and start getting little psychic bursts. And
maybe it could be not only a psychic patch, but iron-on tattoo, temporary tattoo.
Yes.
For the kids.
Sure.
For the kids.
Why not? It could be like a third eye that you put on your arm.
Do you get people that are crippled like that where they stop making decisions? Well, in the sense of, you know, they stop trying to make decisions for themselves and they want spirit to lead their way.
You know, yeah, absolutely. I had a gentleman that was, he had bought a foreclosed upon home and because he did that, it was pretty dilapidated. And he would call me about what permits he had to get to keep building, you know, to keep himself kind of in the house. And I mean, it was just, it got really crazy. And so, and yeah, some people get to that extent and I just cut it off. Eventually, I just say, I can't do this anymore for you.
You know, it's funny, Nicole, you say that it'd be hard to be friends with somebody like this. Now I'm friends with Tiffany, Chip, a lot of psychics.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know what? I do. Poor Tim has had to deal with this. Chris Fleming screws with Tim all the time. Chris will walk up to Tim and go, oh, you're not going to eat that, are you?
That's funny.
See, that's what my fear is that I try not to, when I talk to a lot of them and I feel bad, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, you guys, I try not to make too much eye contact with you. I never have with any of the psychics because I'm just afraid I'm going to see something and I'm going to be sweating.
Oh,
crap. Because if you look at a friend who has a psychic ability, right? And they go, hey, Dave.
Well, you know,
right, give you this glare.
While all of a sudden sitting next to her, I'm kind of going, in my head, I'm having all this dialogue. I wonder if she knows what's going on in my life. I wonder if my spirit guide is telling her that.
But you know what? You brought up such a good thing. I mean, honest to God, no. You know, and it's something that people always bring up is that they think that, A, that we're mind readers.
Right.
Not true.
Okay.
And
you're not?
I know. Son of a gun.
Thank God, Scotty, because I had the two of them doing gymnastics
wow.
in my mind.
I saw that. I read your mind.
Bow, bow. But no, but beyond that, too, anybody that would tune into anything of yours without you asking is completely invasive and completely unethical, and I would never do it.
But it wouldn't just happen?
Nope.
Really?
No.
See, that's what I mean, too. Like, I'd be, you know, just as a friend, like, all my friends come to me for advice. I'd feel like if she called me, I'd be like, oh, not a good day.
Let's grab this call here before we go off to the top of the hour. We've got Marley calling in, and she has a question for Tiff about past lives.
Oh, I love it.
Marley, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Marley, what would you like to know from Tiff?
Hey, guys. I'm just curious. I know, Tiffany, you do the past life regression for people.
Yeah.
Just in general, a general question, not directed for me, but
sure.
How does that work, and how do you go through that with people? How do you talk them through it?
Oh, I love it. Well,
thanks for calling in, Marley.
Thanks, Marley. You know, honey, what I do is when I do a past life regression, it's all about the hypnosis. And so what I do is I put you into a hypnotic state, which is not sleep, and I want to be really clear about that. And really what I do is I just regress you back into a past life. I don't lead you. I don't tell you you're going to go back into the 1400s, you know, 600 BC. I just let you go where you need to go. I let you see it. I ask you a series of questions. I tell you not to speak to me because I think it's just like if Dave were watching a football game and he was relaying to me every play, you'd probably miss something. But so I just really have you see what you can see. And then once I bring, you know, I merge you out of the hypnosis, then we talk about what you've seen. And I've had some amazing results, actually, one of which was at a darkness event. I think, Dave, I don't know if I ever told. Do you want me to tell that story
on there? We have 3 minutes.
Well, you know, Spooky Cat, lovely Cindy, and her husband.
And for those
Steve.
Of you online, stay tuned because after the top of the hour, we're going to keep going with more calls from you. And if you're on hold, please bear with us. But go ahead. We have about 2 minutes here.
Okay. Thanks. And just so we're clear, too, I usually keep everything confidential, but I did ask them if I could share the story with people when people ask. But what happened is I brought her and I did a past life regression. It was great. It was, I don't want to say it was ordinary because it was fine, but, you know, she did her thing and I emerged her out of the regression. And she told me what she had seen, and, you know, down to the color of her dress, the texture of her hair, it was great. She saw a lot of stuff. Her husband came in immediately following. They didn't say anything to each other. It was just a back-to-back. It was like, okay, I'll be back in an hour, and that was about it. And her husband came in. And, you know, sometimes, even though you're in hypnosis, you can talk. Even though I request that you don't because I want you to see everything that you can see, he just felt the need to speak during his hypnotic regression. So he started telling me everything that he was seeing. What was so amazing about it was that he was where she, Cindy, had seen this man come in and she was describing him and you know, of course, herself. He was describing the polar opposite, his perspective,
oh,
and
wow.
seeing her. And they had not spoken about their past life regression to each other, you know, crossing
right,
in the hall.
Right.
Nothing. And he was describing her dress, the same color. I mean, it was unbelievable. So as he's talking to me in this regression, my jaw was just hitting the floor. It was amazing.
That is amazing. Wow.
Did we get a winner yet for the passes, or have we been too loaded?
Yeah, the passes are given away.
The passes are given
away. Thanks, Timmy.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to mention this, too. We do have passes still available for the Mid-South Paranormal Conference, right, Tim?
You were only giving away two, right?
No, we're giving away. I'm giving away
10.
10
all
total.
Right, yeah.
So we still have 10 tickets available for the Mid-South Paranormal
numbers.
Conference coming up at the end of September in Louisville, Kentucky. You can come out and see Chip, not Chip Coffee, but Patrick
there.
Burns. I'll be out there. There's also going to be Bill Bean, who has written an amazing book about his experiences dealing with a very malevolent spirit. We've got just a lot of great speakers are going to be out there, and Keith Age is the host of it. You'll see him on Spooked and Children of the Grave on the Sci-Fi Channel. They've got the sequel Possessed and Children of the Grave 2 coming out. So there's quite a bit coming out. So if you're interested, that's going to be coming up at the end of September, the 26th,
right.
I believe. So
mm-hmm.
if you're interested in going to Louisville, Kentucky for that, or if you're out there listening from Louisville and you want free passes, give a call to Tim, and he'll hook you up one pass per household. We have about 8 tickets left to give away. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We're here with you every Saturday and Sunday night from 9 p.m. to midnight. If you can't listen live, remember, all of our shows are archived on our website. And if you want to listen to the older archive shows, check out our other website at darknessradio.com, where you can get in touch with all of our guests. And you can talk to the lovely Miss Remini, also Susan Cummins, our book reviewer, our national and our international correspondents, and pass on story ideas to them. We'll be back with more and more of your calls right after the top of the hour.